consumer prices shot up in April, the largest monthly jump since 2008. It's the business news headlines for Wednesday, the 12th day of May. Thanks, as always, for being with us. In other business news, inflation fears struck Wall Street big time. Gasoline prices are climbing and people are, yes, hoarding. Consumers are seeing more and more of these stores opening up in their community. We'll tell you what they are. Bankrupt Hertz has accepted a buyout and the stock went up. We've got the Wall Street Report, and maybe we should be rethinking the term low-skilled workers. Speaking of skills, the interview today is with air guitar international champion Andrew Finn, also known as the Flying Finn. So how big a deal is this sport? Well, so big that ESPN will air competition this summer. But first, the news.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Focus and Find, a socially responsible way to acquire diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Tarot International for corporate and personal training to achieve, lead, and outclass. TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, the original agriculture equipment recyclers and suppliers at NTPDA.com. And by Oasis, a paychecks company devoted to HR solutions for business. Find them at oasisadvantage.com.
Once again, thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Wednesday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby, and you can follow us on Twitter at IOB_NewsHour. Well, inflation hit the U.S. in April and in a big way. Consumer prices for goods and services surged by 0.8%. That is the largest monthly jump in more than a decade. And when we take a look at the year-over-year increase, prices rose by the fastest rate since 2008. And we all know what was going on back then. The Associated Press is reporting that the acceleration in prices, which has been building for months, has unsettled financial markets and raised concerns that it could weaken the economic recovery from the pandemic recession. Today, a report from the Labor Department showed sharply higher prices for everything from food and clothing to housing. A 10% surge in the prices of used cars and trucks, that record jump accounted for roughly one-third of last month's overall increases. The cost of new cars was up 0.5%, the largest increase since last July. Prices for vehicles, both used and new, have been soaring as a result of heavy demand and a computer chip shortage that slowed auto production and reduced dealer supplies. Over the past 12 months, consumer prices have jumped by 4.2%. That's the fastest rise since a 4.9% gain in the 12 months that ended in September of 2008. Now, excluding volatile food and energy prices, core inflation rose 0.9% in April and 3% over the past 12 months. Now, while that might give you some thoughts of relief, if you're buying food and fuel, well, we're back to that 4.2% number. All of this had a major impact on Wall Street. We'll talk about that in just a minute. Actually, we're going to talk about that Wall Street story right now. Wall Street closed lower today, with the S&P suffering its biggest one-day percentage drop since February, as inflation data fueled concerns over whether the interest rate hikes from the Fed could happen sooner than anticipated. All three major U.S. stock indexes ended the session deep in negative territory in the wake of the Labor Department's April Consumer Prices Report, which, as again we said, the biggest rise in nearly 12 years. Those Wall Street numbers, I'll have those coming at you in just a few minutes. Panic buying and even hoarding is taking place as consumers worry about a major gasoline shortage. CBS News is reporting that long lines continued popping up at many gas stations, especially in the Southeast. Many are running out of gas, and some were jacking up prices. S&P's Oil Price Information Service said more than 1,000 stations were experiencing shortages. Why? Well, many gas stations are selling 3 to 4 times as much gasoline than they would normally sell in a given day because people are panicking and even hoarding gas. All of this was brought about by the cyber attack this weekend on the Colonial Pipeline that ships fuel from the Gulf to the Northeast. Colonial says the pipeline should be back in service before the weekend, but in the meantime, things are getting a little dicey. Florida, Virginia, North Carolina, and Georgia have declared states of emergency. American Airlines said it was adding stops to some long-haul flights so planes could refuel. It's being reported that people are showing up at gas stations with 5 and 6 gas cans, and many outlets are stopping that practice. Now, even in states that are not impacted, consumers are seeing wild price jumps. According to AAA Gas Prices, which conducts a daily survey, the national average for a gallon of regular unleaded gas today was a shade over $3. The last time the national average was above $3 was November of 2014. There is one sector of brick-and-mortar stores that seems to be impervious to the pandemic, and in fact, are growing at a rapid rate. There's the type of store that will amount to about half of all store openings across the United States this year. So what are they? Well, Best Life is reporting they are dollar stores. According to data from CoreSight Research, about 45% of the 3,500 large retail stores that will open in the U.S. this year are dollar stores. The new stores will be from major national chains Family Dollar, Dollar Tree, and Dollar General. So far, CoreSight reports that 2021 has seen more stores open than close in the U.S. as businesses take advantage of available real estate and low rents. But experts say the outsized number of dollar stores that will open this year is likely thanks to their unique position in the retail world that's less affected by online shopping's increasing share of commerce. CNBC is reporting that it's not just Dollar Tree, Dollar General, and Family Dollar that will be popping up in the coming year. In a trend similar to what we saw during the Great Recession, other popular discount retailers are also planning on opening new stores soon, including Burlington Stores, Ross Stores, TJ Maxx, Marshalls, Five Below, Big Lots, and Aldi. As a personal note, my granddaughters are going to be very pleased there are more dollar stores. Bankrupt car rental company Hertz saw its shares surge by as much as 68% to $6.20 after the company accepted a takeover bid that would give shareholders a rare payout. Business Insider is reporting that Hertz Global Holdings announced that it accepted a $6 billion bid from a group of investors including Knighthead Capital Management, Centaurus Opportunities, and Apollo Capital Management to exit Chapter 11 bankruptcy. The car rental company hopes to exit from bankruptcy at the end of June. According to the Wall Street Journal, the winning bid will pay current shareholders close to $8 a share. In corporate bankruptcies, it is unusual for shareholders to receive any payout. In March, Hertz detailed its reorganization plan, which revealed that shareholders would receive no payout. Shares of the company pared back gains at the end of the day and ended at $5.72 a share, but that was still up $2.03 on the day. The sell-off on Wall Street continued as the Dow tanked by 681 points to close at 33,587. The Nasdaq shed 357 points to end the trade at 13,031, and the S&P 500 fell by 89 points to 4063. The Dow and the S&P had their steepest three-day decline in nearly 7 months. The issue is inflation, and investors are spooked by the thought the Fed will raise interest rates. However, Fed Chair Jerome Powell has said inflation must be sustained, and he believes the numbers we saw today is an outlier. Much the same was said by Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen. Still, the cratering that will continue tomorrow. Stay tuned. And finally, there is this. Business leaders and policymakers alike maybe need to rethink the low-skill job title, particularly after the pandemic revealed just how essential those jobs are. All of that, according to The Atlantic, which argues that the negative connotations of low-skilled are perpetuated by our own biases against what is considered to be a good job. They report that the phrase obscures the fact that many workers in jobs that don't pay well may indeed have skills. They could also just be so young that they lack training and or experience. In addition, low-skilled also devalues the work of many and justifies massive wage gaps between professions. So there you have it. Hey, speaking of skills, click ahead for an interesting conversation about the world of air guitar competition. Not really. My guest is Andrew Finn, who is known in the air guitar circle as the Flying Finn. And if you think it's a one-off, consider that ESPN will be airing air guitar competitions this summer. Learn more from Flying Finn by clicking ahead.